B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rock Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through getting me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice whistle.
Thanks.
It's not as nice as the sax.
No.
I feel good about today's show. We got a fresh new crop of interns. I see a newbie started back there.
His name's Nick. I met him.
Oh, okay.
Guest in college.
Oh, I think he's our first guest in college.
Is that
I
true?
I think so, too. Oh, Sydney was from Gaston?
Intern Sydney was from Gaston
College.
Too. Clever Trevor's back again for a second semester.
Yay.
After almost dying over the holidays, he said.
Yeah, he was in the ER.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got sick and took a bunch of medicine and evidently messed with his blood pressure.
But he's good. He's here. He's our digital content guy, so we're excited to have that going. Follow us.
Thank God you're back, buddy.
Yeah, Loren's been in charge of the digital part portion. You did a good job, though, Ren.
Thanks.
Yeah. You did good. Hey, your day in 30 seconds. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I realized I've been asking you guys to all vote for Elena for au pair 3 years.
Yes.
And yesterday, I realized that if you vote a certain way, it doesn't prompt you to get the confirmation email.
What? That's a flaw?
Yeah. So I made a video yesterday and put it up on my Instagram on like exactly how to vote. And then last night, I guess because I was upset at that point. So I tagged Cultural Care, which is the agency and everything. And they sent out like a company-wide email yesterday that, yes, you in fact do have to get the email and everything else. And I was like, oh, you just sent that out because I put out a nasty gram on Instagram.
Suck.
So, but yeah, I did figure it out. So I'm like, Elena's still 400 votes down, but that's really not, in the grand scheme of things, that's not, too far at this point. Voting's up for 3 more days. So I'm like, we can do this.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
see, like I knew it was going to be problems because when I went to go vote, even I was like, I gotta go to my email.
Yeah.
I gotta click this link.
It's
and
a
then,
whole
I gotta,
thing.
Then I gotta like, it's not just clicking the link to verify the email. Then you gotta type the email again.
Yeah.
The problem is that there's like, it's a 2-point verification system, and you really only need one verification.
Right.
Like, we don't need two.
Yeah. I thought it was weird they asked my sexual preference.
Right. And my gender.
Yeah.
How does that matter?
Honestly, I was signing Dean up for flag football, and they had all sorts of weird questions.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they wanted to know, for me, the parent or guardian, like, sex, and that was, like, not optional. You know, race, not optional. You had to, like, fill it in, had the asterisk.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why do they need to know that for
I don't know.
Football?
Heck if I know.
Okay.
Anyway, what about you, Roy? What'd you do yesterday?
So I had some people over at the house to get. I have a big tree that was in my yard.
We were supposed to do this project.
I know, buddy. It moved without you.
Dang it! I wanted to bring my chainsaw in.
It moved without you. I don't really like roam around the yard often. I know that might is hard to believe. But I'm looking through, and I'm like, there's tire tracks through my yard. Who drove through my yard?
And where? Like,
in the middle of my yard.
Like in the
backyard?
Yeah, in the front.
Oh.
And I'm like, somebody like backed up and when it was wet and there's tire marks in my yard. And so then I spent, like, because I have cameras everywhere.
I was going to ask if you looked on the ring.
I've been just scanning through trying to find it, man.
Any luck?
I haven't found it yet, but I'm pushing through.
Doesn't it give you the notifications?
I guess this was just far enough out. It didn't. I don't know.
You got it. So you don't have a curb. right?
No, I don't have a curb.
Yeah, so your street goes right to your front yard. You got to put giant rocks.
Oh, rocks? I was thinking a spike strip.
Jeez, Lauren.
What was that?
It's not prison.
Lauren's like, put a moat around your house.
I know that's like so psycho, but I don't know. There's something funny about like, oh, you thought it would be cool to back up in my yard, did you? Now there's a spike strip there, and you have a flat tire.
Let's say, put a spotlight on the chimney. Turns on at night.
Well, in some type of way this morning.
Yeah, you are
nice. I'll have to tell you guys later on in the show when we have more time. I had to tell someone at the grocery store something embarrassing. So that happened to me yesterday. And then, of course, last night I went out and watched the Clemson game. I only stayed up for the first half, but according to Clemson fans, that was really the only half you needed to stay up for.
Did it not go well?
No, LSU won last night, Roy.
Oh, so, boy.
Congratulations to the LSU Tigers, and congratulations to the Clemson Tigers, who made it to the championship game
again.
That's
a big deal. We still was excited when we went to the Super Bowl and lost with the Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, it sucked, but yeah, you're excited. Got couple other things I'd like to tell you about.
Still to come.
Congratulations are in order for our very own QB1, Cam Newton. Did you hear?
Is it official?
It is official. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll tell you. Just around 6:18. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
There we go. That's Tim at the bottom. Kiss 95.1 with the Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Your chance to win $1,000 for their $1,000 Kiss Cash code, 8 a.m.
So congratulations in order for our very own QB1, Cam Newton, who didn't take the field much this season, but he did win the Walter Payton Award for the NFL.
Because he does a lot of good stuff.
Yep, it's the Man of the Year Award, given annually to the NFL player for his excellence on and off the field, with a significant positive impact in his community.
He does make such a great impact here in Charlotte.
This year, Charlotte, you have helped Cam Newton get to 600,000 votes to win first place, twice as many votes as second place, the guy Nick Sundberg, his name is. As the winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, Cam receives $25,000 for his charity, or a charity of his choice. He was quoted as saying, "I appreciate the fans for showing support and helping Nationwide's Charity Challenge. I'm using this platform to enhance programs and grants that will greatly impact the community. To be nominated for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award is something that I really appreciate because it's bigger than football. God blessed me, and all I'm trying to do is bless others."
Do you know how long it took me to realize why everybody on Twitter was using hashtag WPMO? Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And they would do that over and over. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Is this like a thing to get Cam Newton back on the field? I didn't know what it was. And then I finally figured out.
And then you see those video billboards all over the highways. Keep Cam in Carolina. Mm-hmm. I saw this morning. It says,
is that for the award too?
No. This is just a group of people that want Cam to stay here as our quarterback.
Like he's going anywhere.
Well, there's a whole thing.
Well,
no, there really is a whole thing.
You know that? Yeah. We've talked about how there's a whole thing.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing. It's not like the boss said anything.
Not yet.
Well.
Hashtag Camelina.
Hey, new owner, new coach. That's not good for a quarterback, especially somebody that's been hurt.
Let's put it this way. How do I say this? I had conversations with someone who knows him, and certain events that are usually discussed at this time of year have not been discussed yet.
Well, that ain't good.
Nope.
Let me tell you how egotistical I am. I still think, like, if my bosses got fired, I would still be here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I'd weather that storm.
Well, new guy comes in, he wants his guys.
I mean,
I'm not saying that's the situation. No, I know. I'm just saying that that happens a lot.
And Cam's been hurt, you know? But I also think, David Tepper's got deep pockets. And if anybody can afford to keep Cam around, it's David Tepper. So I also put in to have Cam call the show and say a word on behalf of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And we haven't been told no yet. We haven't been told yes, but we haven't been told no.
More importantly, we haven't been told yes.
That's right.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Real quick, Loren, what are the couple things we need to keep our eye on this morning?
All right, so Gigi Hadid, she has been summoned for jury duty on the Harvey Weinstein case in Manhattan. She was among 120 potential jurors who showed up. She did say that she had met Harvey in the past, but she could be fair and impartial, so we'll have to see how that shakes out. And Cardi B, she wore a ski mask to a baby shower, and people are thinking she's trying to hide a little nip tuck because it's been unexpectedly warm the last few days in New York.
And so there's a cool look, though.
Really no reason, unless you're robbing a bank, to wear a ski mask. You know, 50 degrees, 60 degrees
out. Nobody should ever wear one of those things.
Yeah.
Not even if you're skiing.
Yeah, seriously.
And if you are a Saved by the Bell fan, you'll be happy to know that Zach is going to be back.
Ooh.
I think he looks very different this time around, though. Yeah. He's got dark hair, facial hair, so we'll have to see if he goes back to his old.
Yeah, they'll make him blonde it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For more information, you can head to kiss951.com, brought to you by Sona Dermatology and MedSpa.
Listen, we got Halsey concert tickets for you. Now, not only are we going to give it to you, but we do want to play a game. Which show member are we describing? If you know us, you could win these Halsey tickets, and it's coming up starting at 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny, Roy, the Morning Show here on Kiss 95.1. We have Halsey tickets. She's going to be coming to the PNC Music Pavilion Thursday, June 18th. If you want these tickets, you're going to be calling number 9. Hello, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you calling us from?
Lake Norman, Mooresville.
Ooh, love it up there. Well, Chris, you are caller number 9. You get to play. Yay! Which show member are we describing? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. It's either going to be Manny, me, Roy, Loren, or producer Nicole. Okay?
Okay.
Chris, do you feel like you have a good handle on the show?
I listen to you guys every morning driving to work.
Good. Okay. This would be a cakewalk for you. Halsey, you practically go ahead and start planning your Halsey trip, okay? All right, here okay. We go. This morning show member recently moved into a new home. This morning show member recently dyed their hair. It could be hair anywhere. It could be face, could be on the head, could be arms, but hair on the body was dyed. This morning show member got a new Peloton. Which morning show member are we describing?
That's Loren.
That is Loren.
That is me.
Woohoo! Yay!
You are going to go see Halsey PNC Music Pavilion Thursday, June 18th.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. This is just fabulous. Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
Hold on second, Chris. We got to get more information from you. Thanks so much for listening to us every day, and happy 2020.
Thank you. Same to you.
Uh-huh.
Now it's off to an amazing start.
We still have more Halsey tickets. We're giving them away all week. Also, of course, if you don't have your tickets, you can buy them. We got the details on that at kiss951.com.
Still to come.
Did you put your Christmas trees out to the end of your driveway for the garbage man to pick up yet?
I did.
Yeah.
Put mine away.
You put yours away. Yeah. It's fake. Mine too. I have a fake one. Well, there's a lot of people, and I read this article a while ago, and then I didn't think it was true, and now there's a lot of people that are recycling their Christmas tree for another holiday.
Oh.
There's someone in our office doing this, by the way.
I want to talk to this person. We'll discuss with you guys, and we're going to see if anyone else is doing this coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Just to clarify, because people are DMing us and sending us text messages about the Cam Newton, Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Oh, really?
One of the things that Cam has won is the social media challenge where he got 600,000 votes. So he officially hasn't been named the Walter Payton Man of the Year. It's just there's different levels of it, and he won the social media level.
Oh, so you sold us fake news.
Let me be clear. I have an inside track. I know that Cam Newton has won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
You can't say that.
How do you
quote
know
me
that?
On that? Manny, Kiss95.1.
Reveal your sources.
I'm not revealing my sources. I'll
fake
tell you
news.
My source. 600,000 votes. I get to work with Cam at these events. I get to host with him. I see the great he does in the community.
Same here, but we don't know if he won the award.
Who's going to beat him?
See, now I know you're just speculating.
Right.
See, I'm glad we got to this moment because we officially determined you're spewing misinformation.
He won the social media portion of the award.
See, this happens all the time. We all sit through the same meeting. Roy and I hear one story, and Manny hears a completely different outcome and comes out and starts flapping his lips, and it's not the right information.
Right. You know what? How about this? I never heard about this stupid award until Cam Newton became in the running for it.
It's a big award.
Right from Panthers.com. Newton is a first-time nominee for the prestigious nationwide Walter Payton Man of the Year Award given annually to the NFL player for his excellence on and off the field. I talked about that, right?
Nominee.
Now, where things get a little murky is one pillar of the annual award process is the charity challenge that he won. And as the winner of the charity challenge, Newton receives $25,000. But I'm telling you, he also is going to win the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which is announced right before the Super Bowl.
Okay, but you can't make that announcement for him.
What? What'd you say?
You can't make that announcement for him.
You do whatever I want. Got a microphone in front of me.
I do what I want. Whatever.
All right, what are people using their Christmas trees for? They're recycling Christmas trees for another holiday, Lorraine.
They are. So if you're not ready to put away your Christmas tree or you haven't gotten around to it yet, you can just convert it from a Christmas tree into a Valentine's Day tree. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're filling their Christmas trees with pink and white ornaments and hearts and all kinds of cards and things like that. We actually have somebody in our office that is doing this.
Yeah, she has like a little mini tree at her desk, and I asked her if she was going to take it down, and she said no, she was going to make it a Valentine's Day.
It's hard to keep that tree alive, though.
Yeah, but I think these are like artificial trees. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Especially like I've got a girlfriend who's got a pink Christmas tree. I'm like, you can't take that down until after Valentine's Day.
I have a friend who is a huge Clemson fan. They have an orange tree.
Oh my gosh.
They have a green tree.
In.
Then they have an orange tree.
That is all.
So does the article tell you like what they're doing? Like, what do you hang from a Valentine's Day tree?
I bet Valentine's Day cards you throw in there.
Yeah, they're hanging pink and white ornaments, hearts, and cards.
Mm. Okay. And do you put the, instead of candy canes, do you put the hard candy on there?
I guess you could if you wanted to.
Be mine.
But they're keeping it simple with the white lights, the white twinkle lights. Or you can change them to all pink.
How long? So you're not doing it this year, but next year will the 15 footer be a Valentine's Day tree, Lauren?
Negative.
No.
No.
15
footer. Mm-hmm.
No.
Hi, Nicole.
Do you want to say something?
Hey, so I saw that this was trending, and I asked my mom because this is 100% something my mom would do. And my mom never had a Valentine's Day tree, but she said that she used to always do Halloween trees.
Oh, so she would put it up early and
Well, like artificial trees. But she would have like three little trees. One would have like bat lights. One would have pumpkin lights and like something else.
Yo, that means that there's a good probably bit of the population that has a tree up 5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
My 4th of July tree is awesome.
Yeah.
Last year, our building has like condos behind it. Uh-huh. You know, our work building. There has been a tree up for over a year.
Straight?
What?
Like
what
straight, it's a gay tree.
What do you mean?
A year straight. Yes, a year straight.
I'm going home.
I don't know what the tree identifies as, but yes, it has lights and they're on.
Trevor, I'm going home. Take over.
By the way, if you had your tree up in July, you'd just celebrate Christmas in July, not 4th of July.
I meant to say to Nicole, like for a year straight.
Consecutive.
Straight year.
I think so because there would be different parts where I would see it.
And I celebrate gay years. It's really wonderful.
You guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
This is just going to be a show where we gang up on you, Manny. I'm sorry.
I see it. I'm bringing it on myself. And you know what happens, you guys, MRL fam? When I fight back, it only makes it worse.
It does. If you just take it, we would just move on.
Speaking of moving on, Lauren, we are moving on. It's a story you're bringing to the table. What's going on in your world?
Yeah, so one of my girlfriends, I love my single girlfriends, went on a date and she ended up on crutches, and it's all the guy's fault.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and now she doesn't know if she should date him or not, but I'll tell you what's going on in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I've got a girlfriend who is single, and she's been on like 3 dates with this guy. Her name's Jackie, and I've convinced her to come on.
Is she part of your Florida crew?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, this date was going pretty well. And then her date did something that landed her on crutches.
Oh, my gosh. Jackie, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Room Morning Show. Are you okay?
Hey, yeah. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting better. I'm on crutches, but I mean, I'm getting better.
What happened?
Okay, so I went out on my third date with this guy. We met on Bumble. It was awesome. We've had a really great, great interaction all the way up and down. I mean, there's been nothing wrong with it. Oh my God. So he was picking out my bowling ball and like, it was just so sweet of a gesture. I could obviously pick out my own bowling ball, but like, he was just going to get me. He was getting a cute little pink one. And then he turns around and like, it just slips out of his hand. And next thing I know, like, I'm just double over in pain on the ground because my foot is sounds like it was falling off. Like, oh, my foot was in so much pain.
Oh, you broke your foot.
So oh, my gosh.
I'm like, at this point, I'm like, Jackie, do you go on another date with this dude? Like, I know it was an accident, but I don't know.
I mean,
maybe it's a sign.
I mean, I did get him a pair of, like, bowling gloves on Amazon that maybe would help him not drop balls.
That's fun. That's a good way to restart the date.
Yeah.
So, when did you break your foot?
I fractured it, yeah. I mean, it's definitely in a boot, and I have to be on crutches.
Okay, so...
How long are you on crutches for? I forgot to ask you that.
They want it for at least 6 weeks, but I mean, I just have to keep it monitored because, you know, it's a small fracture.
Oh. You have no idea how bad he feels. I mean, he feels
good for the next 6 weeks. He should like basically be at her beck and call.
Yeah.
After the third date though.
Yeah. It's his fault. She's on crutches.
I get it, but they just kind of met.
Yeah, but even after the third date, if I broke someone's foot, I'd be going over there and be like, hey, what can I get you? Don't move.
Is he doing that, Jackie?
He's been really attentive. Like, he felt so bad. He felt so bad. Like, the doctor was like, are you okay? Like, they pulled me aside, and they're like, are you safe? Like, I was like, yes, no, I'm fine. Like,
they have to.
You know, they were concerned, and he was concerned. But, no, I mean, he obviously didn't drop it on my foot on purpose. That would have been a whole nother story.
Did he drive you to the ER that night?
Yeah, we did. And I mean, we had met at the bowling alley, so I had to come get my car later. It was ridiculous.
I wonder if anyone else was injured on a date. 704-570-9595. Are you like Loren's friend Jackie here in Florida, part of the Florida crew that we love so much, that always has great stories? Injured on a date, 704-570-9595.
And that's a way to get to know someone, to sit in the ER with them when they're filling out the paperwork. That's a questionnaire, man. You learn a lot about that person.
Bye-bye HIPAA laws.
Now that you say that, this whole experience could bring them closer together.
Good.
Jackie?
Yeah.
Is it bringing you closer together? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, if we can compromise, I'd rather, like, play pinball next time instead of bowling.
Hmm. Well, you know, they have the duck pins. I just did that over the weekend. Yeah. It's like the miniature bowling.
Mm.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. I think this sounds like a cute beginning to a wonderful relationship. And you're fun with it. You already bought him bowling gloves. That's hilarious.
I think the relationship depends on if he's at your beck and call for the next 6 weeks.
Yes, if he's a butler.
But Jackie, seriously, you met him on Bumble. You've been on three dates. So that means you met him when? Like right before Christmas, somewhere around there?
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's kind of a weird time, but like, you know, we're both kind of at that place in our lives where we're just like, well, we're not trying to just hook up for New Year's. You know, we were both like legitimately looking for the same thing.
So, okay, so let me follow up by asking you this. You don't want, like, everybody, Roy and Loren are over there saying he owes you everything. Are you at the point in your relationship where you want him at your apartment five nights a week watching TV, you know, binge watching shows and stuff with you?
I mean, no, like, that's a little far ahead.
Right?
But yeah.
But
no,
he's in a tough spot.
I'm not saying that, but he could bring her dinner every evening.
Oh. Y'all don't know my crew in Florida. We will push this guy to his breaking point. Like, Jackie will be sending him for, like, I don't know, fast food at 1 a.m. just to see if he can find it.
You guys are nuts, by the way. No wonder y'all are in Florida.
All right, Jackie, we're going to go talk to some people who got injured on their dates, too. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
You feel better. There's Loren's friend, Jackie.
This is Kayla in Fort Mill. Kayla, do you ever get injured on a date?
I did, yes.
What happened?
I was in college, and we went to Cookout to get milkshakes. And I have severe peanut allergies. My date got a Reese's peanut butter cup milkshake and kissed me. And then I got hives later that night all over me.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever tell the date?
I did. And he did feel really bad. And well, we didn't end up dating after that. So I guess that kind of was my tall tale sign.
His deal breaker was, listen, if you're allergic to peanuts, we can't date. Like, I can't cut peanut milkshakes out of my life.
Thanks, Kayla. These are good. Let's line up more calls. 704-570-9595. Got a couple text messages coming through.
These are funny.
704 said, my current boyfriend and I went ice skating. I actually broke my nose when he went to kiss, and I slipped on the ice and face planted.
That's hilarious. 704-570-9595. Did you get injured on a date? We'll take your phone calls right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we just talked to my friend Jackie, who got injured on a date. Her date dropped a bowling ball on her foot, fractured it, and she's in a boot for like 6 weeks. So we wanted to know, how'd you get injured on a date?
All right, did you get injured on a date? Let's talk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With Ashley in Lincolnton. Tell us about your injury.
So, one of the very first dates that I went on with my girlfriend, she took me to an Outlook, she blindfolded me, was walking me to the edge, ran my leg right into this giant boulder.
Oh.
That was right there on the Outlook. She felt so bad. We had to take off the blindfold, make sure my leg was okay.
She sounded like she was trying to murder you.
Right, it didn't seem safe.
Yeah, I got nervous on the whole blindfolded walk to the overlook portion of the story.
That's kidnapping.
Damn, you guys.
We've been together for 3 years now. So,
so romantic and a story to tell, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, do you remember that one story we got where the person said I went on a date and they blindfolded me and put me in the trunk.
Yes.
And then at the end of it, she told her friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, he sounds like a jerk. Don't date him. I'm like, call the cops.
Yeah.
That's
I know. I'll have to find that in Best of somewhere.
It's such a good call. This is Eric and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Tell us about the time you got injured on a date.
Well, it wasn't really an injury. I got sick. I'd met this girl about a week earlier. And she invited me over to her house for dinner, and all day I just didn't feel good, but I really liked this girl, so I wanted to make a good impression and go to her house for dinner, and about an hour into it, I just couldn't take it, and we didn't even finish dinner. She just said, why don't you go lay down? And about 10 o'clock, I just started having some convulsions, and she ended up rushing me to the hospital, ended up having spinal meningitis.
Oh.
Funny part is she lied to the doctor, said we were already married so she could stay in the room.
Aww.
So they stripped me down. They started doing the spinal tap. I'm sitting there butt naked, and she's standing there just watching all of this happen. It was a great date.
I don't know if I'd want them in the room for that.
I wouldn't
want
to watch somebody get a spinal tap.
Did you ask her to stay?
No, I was so sick at that point. I didn't know who was.
I wonder why she stayed. She wanted to get a look at. Maybe she wanted to see his you know what, the most private of area.
Uh-huh.
See how.
What's funny is she. She got up and covered my rear because the door was open, and she said she felt bad because I was just mooning everybody out in the hallway. So.
All right. I mean, fair question. Are you still with her?
Yeah, we've been married 22 years.
Wow.
Good for you.
She must have saw something that night that was wonderful.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
The story could have went another way where she was like, no, I never spoke to her after that night. I don't know why. Thanks, Eric.
Eric's not alone. We're getting text messages, too, that someone was on a date, and they took their date to the fair. They ended up throwing up on them.
Oh.
And 7 years later, they're married with kids. And then somebody else had a pillow fight after dinner with their boyfriend, and their fists hit each other's fists, and they broke. She broke her hand.
Oh, my gosh.
So, basically, you got to tell your friend Jackie, she's due to marry this guy now. That seems to be the vibe, is that everybody...
Yeah, I guess so.
You get injured on a date, you get married.
Yeah.
You fall in love in the ER.
Guys, it doesn't happen that easily in Florida.
Right.
You got to vet these people. They're a little crazier down there.
Keep them coming. You can text us 704-570-9595. Drop a DM at the MRL show on Insta. We'll read more on our Rap Party podcast, which is kind of like an additional 15, 20 minutes of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show daily that we post around 10:30 each day on our app.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Wherever you get your podcast, just look up MRL On Demand, and that's where you have the Rap Party. But we got to get to the one and only Can't Beat Lorenz. She has 36 wins. If you want to try to take her down, give us a phone call. 704-570-9595. Can't Beat Lorenz in 5.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Caitlin from Rock Hill, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Caitlin, tell everyone what happened the last time you played Can't Beat Lorenz.
Last time I played, I won.
Caitlin is back for a rematch.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this
stuff
in, lady. I'm going. Putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Meghan Markle, Caitlin, and Rock Hill. Her charity cookbook sales have spiked ever since her royal exit. What royal is she married to?
She is married to Prince Harry.
And Pete Davidson and his girlfriend are, quote, cooling things off. What late-night NBC comedy show is he a part of?
Saturday Night Live.
Will Smith admitted that he was jealous of his wife's relationship with Tupac. True or false? Tupac's still alive.
False.
I'm joking. That's not the question. True or false? Will Smith and his wife have one kid.
False. They have two.
Liam Hemsworth is officially off the market. Again, he's in his first relationship since his divorce with whom?
Miley Cyrus.
Question 5. Katy Perry shared a sweet birthday message to her fiancé. Who is that?
Orlando Bloom.
Come on in, Lorenz. All business.
Oh, man. Oh. Lorenz, she got them all correct.
She even got a question correct that wasn't even on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle's charity cookbook sales have spiked ever since her royal exit. What royal is she married to?
Prince Harry.
Pete Davidson and his girlfriend are, quote, cooling things off. What late-night NBC comedy show is he a part of?
SNL.
Question 3. Will Smith admitted that he was jealous of his wife's relationship with Tupac. True or false? They have one kid together.
False.
Liam Hemsworth is officially off the market again. He's in a relationship for the first time since his divorce with whom?
Miley Cyrus.
And Katy Perry shared a sweet birthday message to her fiancé. His name is?
Orlando Bloom.
How do you feel?
I feel really good about that one.
Well, unfortunately, no, I'm just kidding, Lorenz. You did well.
I can't, when it's like, when I know the other person got 5 correct, I can't look at Manny while we play. But Caitlin from Rock Hill, you got them all correct. It is not a win this time. Ties stay with the house, unfortunately, not our rules. So you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yeah, I'm Caitlin from Rock Hill, and this time I can't beat Lorenz, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Caitlin.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Caitlin. I asked Caitlin, by the way, on the Tupac question, I asked, true or false, Tupac's still alive? You know, because there's a conspiracy that he's still alive, right? Yeah.
But, what was her answer? Did she believe
she
in the conspiracy?
Said false.
Okay.
He said he's out.
Still to come.
All right. So, we want to try something.
Anytime the morning show says we want to try something, it's awesome. Last time we, quote, wanted to try something, last week I had to shave my beard off after coloring it on the air.
You've heard of the vacuum challenge. It went viral last year, and it's picked back up, some steam on TikTok recently, where people are doing the vacuum challenge again. But essentially, you put your whole body in a trash bag, and you suck the air out. And it becomes skin tight to where it almost turns into an outfit. So we have a vacuum set up. We got the bags. We're going to shove a member of the Manny, Roy, the Rim Morning Show inside, and we're going to see if this thing can even work.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorenz.
So it went viral last summer, and with TikTok, it's going viral again, the vacuum challenge. And we never did it, and we really want to try it. It's where you put a human body in a trash bag with only their head sticking out. You then put a vacuum inside, and the theory is that if you suck out all the air, it then clings to them like an outfit.
So, like, Lorenz, people do this to their suitcases when they pack. They, like, they seal it, kind
of. Yeah, so you can do it when you, like, pack away your winter coats, too, and it creates more room in your closet.
I remember as a kid, the Ash scene on TV, they had those little vacuum suckers for your meats, so you could freeze your meats. That's what this reminds me of. Like, we're about to seal Nicole in.
We're about to freeze Nicole's meat.
Nicole, you're a piece of meat. Yeah.
How are you feeling in that giant, hefty trash bag?
To be honest, I did, like, I knew I was going to be doing this, and wasn't nervous. But now that I'm in this hefty trash bag with a vacuum down my back, I'm really kind of nervous.
Are you feeling claustrophobic?
Huh?
Claustrophobic?
No, not that. I just don't want to get hurt.
Okay. No, you're not going to get hurt.
I won't let you get hurt.
But
I gotcha.
She keeps tightening it around my neck.
Well, we can't let any of the air escape.
Well,
you understand.
Well, you just said skin tight. What if it chokes me?
It's not going to. No.
We'll shut it off.
Yeah.
We'll shut it off.
We're here.
What could go wrong?
What's our safe word?
You tell us.
Flamingo?
No, I like ostrich.
Okay, ostrich.
Okay, right. Ostrich is the safe word. We have video going. We'll have video of Nicole doing the vacuum challenge up on our Insta at the MRL show. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I get a countdown.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
All right, the vacuum's on. Not seeing much of a change. Oh,
is it working, Roy?
Yes. It's completely skin tight.
All right, shut it off.
It clinged to her legs and body. She looked like
it was skin tight on her. It looked like latex.
Yeah, it looked like she was wearing a jumpsuit.
How did it feel?
I'm sweating, I think. It felt weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, did it feel tight? Like, did you feel like maybe you were choking or anything?
No, it felt like someone was grabbing my legs.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hashtag vacuum challenge.
It works.
There you go. We'll have the video up at the MRL show on our Insta. You get to keep the trash bag. That's your going away prize.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Did you see this story? A young girl put up a sign that said, "Help me." In the back of her car window, and California Highway Patrol didn't think it was funny.
No, if I'm not mistaken, they got like 6 cops pulled the vehicle over.
And this happened near my old hometown of Sacramento. Highway Patrol spotted a young girl Saturday night holding up a handmade sign that said, "Help me, she's not my mom, help."
Oh, how scary.
Yeah, I would imagine they would need to take that very seriously.
After motorists on, not Highway Roy, but Freeway in California, Freeway 99, called 911, CHP officers and a K-9 unit performed a high-risk stop on the vehicle, and CHP officers wrote in a press release that they discovered that it was just a hoax cooked up by the girl, who thought it was, quote, a funny thing to do. Police officers wrote the girl's mom, who was driving, was not in on the prank, and the girl was told that this is not funny. No charges have been pressed.
I think they should charge big charges.
So
you do think or you don't think?
I do.
Yeah, but the mom's driving. She's paying attention to the road. Like, I don't know. I don't think they should press charges on the mom.
She's a young girl. She doesn't know any better.
How old was she again?
They don't have the age.
Mom probably gave her, like, crayons and some paper to keep her busy in the back seat. She has no idea.
Trumps up that note. I'm being kidnapped. Help.
The imagination, man.
So it got me thinking, though, like, you know, like, let's just say she's 6, 7, 8 years old. She doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who does know better is an adult, right? So when I lived in Tucson, I worked at a radio station called KRQ. And this was in 1999. And we had, like, a kid that went out and did, like, stunts on the street. Like, we've had a couple, Napoleon, yeah. Adam Driver. They came in with funny ideas and they wanted to do funny things. So this guy comes in and he says what he wants to do is he brought in his daughter's baby doll and he wants to put the doll in a car seat on top of the car and drive around Tucson.
Oh my gosh.
You idiots did it, didn't
well,
you?
Well, we did it.
Oh, no.
And, like, it's so funny because we only saw the funny aspect of it where, you know, you want people to react to it. And
oh, I'm sure they did.
The fire department got involved. So the fire department was going to an emergency, and it's something, Roy, that they did just like the CHP here where they did like a emergency high risk maneuver or something like that.
So they got the fire truck to stop in front of the vehicle?
Well, the fire department did. There was like a code 10, which means they stopped going to their emergency
to go to this
to be to stop the car.
In the hierarchy of emergencies, this one ranked higher
than what they were doing.
If it was real, I kind of hope so. That's a big thing.
Agreed. So they went sirens, lights, and stuff, and we were on the phone with the guy on the radio. You know, he's like, "Oh, the fire department's following me," and we're like, "Oh my god, we'll pull over." You know, and he pulls over, and we got a stern talking to by the police and fire chief.
You're lucky you didn't get fired.
I know. I've heard of a radio show attaching a like a car seat with a fake doll in it, and then attaching a bunch of balloons and letting it go up in the sky.
Yeah.
And then letting people see that.
But let me tell you something. My boss in Tucson came in and he was like, yes, yes, this is what you do. This is how you create stir.
I guess
this is how, you know, this is pre
2002 was different.
Well, 1999. Yeah. 99, bro.
99.
I was in Tucson in 99 and 2000, but you know, there was no social media.
Sure.
So you needed to get people talking. Did you hear what KRQ's morning show did? Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that got me immediately thinking about that. And it sucks when, like, you don't take that into consideration. You know what I mean? Like, the other side of it. Like, you only see kind of the funny side of it.
And people freaking out.
Yeah, and that's why we have lawyers that work for our companies. to reel us back in when we have silly ideas like that.
Like, we have the stupidest idea of hanging me from a crane and allowing on, like, Cinco de Mayo and allowing people to come hit me as a human pinata and let candy fall out.
Human pinata. Great idea. We even had the crane, the harness, and the safety vest, and the fire department was going to come. They were part of it.
Well, they came because they realized
it was a terrible idea. Yeah,
they knew that I was going to get injured until finally word went up the ladder that, hey, Manny Ron the Ren's going to do this most stupidest thing.
So our attorney says, no, sorry, you can't do that.
And then we tell the fire department, they're like, oh, thank God. They're like, we were coming because we knew it was a problem.
I still like that idea. How about the other idea we had? It was called Screw Over Your Ex.
Oh, yeah? We tried that.
And we wanted to, we had someone, like, when we first started doing War of the Roses, which, by the way, 7:50 Thursdays for War of the Roses, brand new every week. When we started doing War of the Roses, this woman wanted to get back at her ex. So after the show, the three of us sat around and we came up with an idea. Let's rent a helicopter. He worked at one of the buildings uptown. Mm-hmm. And we said, let's get a helicopter, get her in it with, like, a male stripper. And fly the helicopter over uptown, over his building.
Yeah.
And we'll be on the radio with her. Like, one of us will get in on the in the helicopter and do play-by-play. And we were going to call it, quote, Screw Over Your Ex. Literally screwing over the building.
That didn't make
it. We sent that off, and they were like, it didn't even take 24 hours.
No, they were like, what planet are y'all from?
And I always laugh, too, because meanwhile, these attorneys go to years and years of school.
Ivy League education. You know, they at one time dreamed of being like a trial lawyer or like doing something good for the community, and they're stuck with us idiots pitching horrible ideas, and they're trying to, you know, save the company some liability. And,
you know, they get off at 5 o'clock and they're like, "What am I doing with my life?"
Remember when we pitched Scooby Poo around Halloween?
Yeah,
that's so ridiculous.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Oh man. Loren, everybody's talking about the Queen this morning. She released a statement about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
She surely did. And the statement might surprise you. I think we should maybe have the Queen read it. Mummy?
Let's do it.
All right.
All right, give us 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with Damini Roy and the Red Morning Show. Big news out of Buckingham Palace.
Queen Mummy has finally broken her silence on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leaving their senior royal duties.
Can I have the royal crier introduce the queen, please?
Yes. On the 14th day of January in the 20th year of 2000, I give you the queen.
Yes, it's Her Majesty the Queen, if you would, please.
My bad.
Run it back.
Okay. Waiting.
Her Majesty the Queen.
That is as smooth as a piece of sandpaper. Thank you. The statement I released yesterday reads as following.
Okay. Oh, the Queen rustling her papers.
Today, my family had very constructive discussions on the future of my grandson and his family. Mm. And by constructive discussions, I mean I did a majority of the talking.
Wow. I imagine so, Queen.
My family and I are entirely supportive supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family?
Well, they need to go back to suits, too.
I'm not done!
Oh, okay.
Probably because you couldn't change their mind.
Although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we do have a garden that needs to be tended to. Mm-hmm. We respect and understand their wish to live a more, shall we say, independent life. As a family, while remaining a valued part of my family as well.
Okay. So, cool, you support this, Queen.
Not finished.
Okay.
Harry and Meghan...
You kind of said everything, Queen. How much... Okay, go ahead.
Harry and Meghan have made clear that they do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives.
I'm sure that was the reason.
Yeah. It's therefore been agreed upon that there will be a period of transition in which the Sussexes will spend time in both Canada and...
What do you say?
The Sussexes.
Sussexes, that's what they're called, Roy. The Sussexes will spend time in Canada and the UK.
Well, I think you guys
These are complex matters for my family to resolve, and there is some more work to be done.
Mm.
But I have asked for final decisions to be reached in the coming days. Her Majesty the Queen has spoken. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta, Queen. Meanie, welcome back. You just missed the Queen, bud.
I always miss her.
Yeah,
I heard her voice was starting to fade out a little.
It's probably because she did so much talking in their constructive conversation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With Harry.
All legit, though. You guys watch The Crown.
Yeah.
It's not a documentary, but...
Is this a big deal?
It is.
She's a big personality.
It is.
Meghan.
No, the Queen.
I get it, but is it a big deal that has nobody in the past ever done this?
No, they have. There's been plenty of royal family members that's left the family. In fact...
It's all been controversial, though.
The whole reason why she became Queen is because her dad's brother gave up The Crown... He gave up being king so he can marry a divorced woman, which then her dad became king, which mm-hmm. then she became queen. So, yes, this happens all the time. There's a lot of scandals, but it's her job as, the queen to maneuver those scandals. And
okay.
So the fact that they went without even consulting the queen, that's probably a pretty big deal.
Is that the problem?
I think so, without talking with them first.
Yeah, I think that they probably knew that the queen wouldn't be in agreeance with it. So they were like, well, we're going to make the statement and ask for forgiveness instead of permission. And, I mean, Harry had a good reason. It's not like he didn't have a good reason. He said he didn't want to end up like his mom. Like, he didn't want to live that lifestyle.
And let me tell you, the news, the press has just been awful, especially on Meghan. Have just been awful on them if you read the headlines.
Saying that, like, she's the one behind the pullout?
Just a lot of things from her family and the way she was. And I think it gets down to race, too. I think there's some, racism.
She's mixed race, right?
Yeah. I think people have problems with that big time. And then it's a lot to handle.
I wonder if anybody has ears on us right now that's from Britain.
Yeah.
Where's Scotty the Scotsman? She's his queen.
By the way, if there is, they probably think we're a bunch of idiots, Americans speculating on royal matters.
I've heard enough out of you two. Can I get the real answer from someone?
Yeah.
And then my whole impression of the queen, I'm sure drives British people nuts. I don't know. A lot of people say they like that. That's why we do it.
Yeah, it's just being silly. We know the queen doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, of course not.
But anyway, yeah, if you're British and you want to weigh in, feel free to do so.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, this is probably nuts, right? I mean, I'm sure it is.
Yes.
Because it involves me, you immediately jump to yes. So, I want to go to the gym more in the new year. And I've been going to this place called Functional Fit. It's kind of like where they do classes and then like one-on-one training. But between radio and real estate, me selling real estate in the afternoon, things kind of happen quickly.
Afternoon radio host.
Afternoon radio host. You can listen to me 3 to 7. I don't.
Roy Seacrest over here.
I know. Yeah. Watch out, Ryan. Roy Brown's taking over the media like storm here.
Yeah.
But my schedule moves very quickly all day long. And so I really want like a place like a gym, like a Planet Fitness or a YMCA where you could just like show up whenever it's convenient for you. But it's January 14th.
Yeah.
Well, this is when all the, you know, newbies get in.
Gyms are busy.
And on top of that, the regulars are judging all the new people. And so I don't want to go because I'm going to be immediately casted as, ugh, here's this guy hogging my equipment. He won't last but 2 weeks.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
You think so?
100%.
And then so I don't want to be judged for going to the gym. But at the same time, I want to go to the gym. And
hold on a second. Can we find someone who goes to the gym pretty consistently and be honest with us?
They're going to be annoyed.
Because I don't think they're going to be.
Yes.
I don't think they know.
Every day I go home, I drive by the YMCA, and I'm pretty sure people are parking in the road because they can't even find a parking spot.
Here's the thing. When you're used to going to the gym and your workout takes, I don't know, 30 minutes, and then you start going to the gym at the beginning of the year and you have to wait on equipment and your 30-minute workout now becomes an hour and 15 minutes, that's annoying.
704-570-9595. Are you the person that goes to the gym every day? And you can weigh in. And you've been doing it for years. You didn't just start, like, January 1.
And you could be honest with us. If you think that the people like Roy who want to join the gym in January and pack it and, like Roy said, take up all the equipment, if you think that's annoying, be honest with us. But I don't think we're going to hear from anybody because I don't think people that go to the gym care about what anybody else in the gym is doing.
I think they do. And I know that. Of course they do. Why do you think people dress up and put women put makeup on to go to the gym?
That's, it's been a while since you've been there, huh, buddy?
Yeah. It's such like this social thing. And then on top of that, I genuinely don't know how to do anything at the gym. So I'm going to be the idiot reading the instructions on the equipment.
Well, you can't be slowing people down.
Well, I'm trying to do what's best for me. I don't want to get on the equipment and know how to use it.
No, I get that. What are you trying to figure out? The leg press, you use your legs.
I don't know what the things do. It's a bunch of metal. That's all I know. Let's talk with, this is Brittany in Huntersville. You go to the gym often?
I do. Hey.
Hi. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Now, what do you think? January, a bunch of the greens, the newbies, the resolutioners get in?
Yeah. I mean, so they do. And I guess it makes the gym more crowded. And I would say it's like a joke that people will be like, oh, here comes the resolutioners. However, if that's your resolution and that's what you want to do, do it. And who cares if it annoys us or them? You know what I mean? Like, it's not about us. It's about you.
Also agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I mean, it's a joke, but like, I don't think it should be anything that deters you from doing what you want to do.
So you think Roy is just looking at an excuse to not go to the gym? He just called you out.
That's not what this is. This is not an excuse. I'm just saying that there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of pressure when it comes to going to a gym.
I don't think people are really looking at you and wishing you would get out of their way. Like,
that's what
that's
I'm saying.
Real thing.
You don't think so?
I don't think that's a real thing.
I agree. Thanks, Brittany. There's other people on hold, though. This is Elle in Mooresville. Hey, Elle.
Hi.
Hi, Elle. Okay, so Roy and Loren seem to think that people that go to the gym 365 are annoyed by people that start going to the gym in January. Is that a thing?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think it's like a good thing. But granted, it gets kind of crowded. But I think that's just like a stigma thing, to be honest.
Really?
You're just a nice person.
I know.
Yeah, probably.
You're so jaded.
Yeah, no. You probably sound the Alunk alarm at Planet Fitness when you see a meathead in there.
Tyler and Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell Roy, what's going on?
So, like I was telling Nicole, I think I go to the gym probably 5 to 6 times a week for, 10 to 15 years, and I think it's great when I see new people coming in that, obviously it's a huge hurdle to get over to come into a gym. Like Roy's saying, you don't want to get judged by people. You think everyone's watching you. But I think it's more fun to see someone new trying to better themselves, trying to get in there and change something rather than like a typical gym rat that's in there every single day grunting and sweating over everything, doesn't clean up after themselves, just trying to get people to look at them lifting, heavy weight or whatever. So I think it's awesome. And definitely as an avid gym goer, it wouldn't bother me in the least.
Tyler, I love your support, but let's be honest. You would rather see those people work out at a time where you weren't at the gym.
I got to disagree.
He's such a
good
nice
for
guy.
You, yeah.
Big, like, you know, if I can't, you know, there's already a ton of people in there all the time. Like, if you can't alter yourself a little bit on a workout or a machine that you need, I mean, you probably need to be going to a more expensive, more private gym anyways.
I want to be working out when Tyler's working out. He's too nice.
It's actually funny. Real quick, I know you guys got a lot, but I actually work second shift hours for the city, so I never get to listen to you guys in the morning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to the podcast every time I go to the gym.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate that.
Do you listen to the Rap Party podcast, too?
Everything.
Yeah.
Whatever is up.
Did you hear yesterday's?
I haven't yet.
There's a big deal.
I'm actually
there.
On my way to work now. I had it training today, so I'm going in at a different time. So
okay.
I'll listen to it tonight.
Yeah, you're going to get 20 minutes of yesterday's podcast.
It was juicy. You need to listen to it.
And not safe for work. Not safe for work. We'll say that. Thanks, Tyler. And have a great day. All right, bud.
And you know, maybe I'm jaded because I used to have a friend who would go to the gym for like 3 hours, like every day, every other day. And he would always complain to me about people who he hated at the gym. And so maybe I just have that in my head.
Dude, we got 12 lines and 9 of them are filled up and nobody, I mean, Carly, Jimmy.
They're too nice.
You know, Carly says the one of the works at the YMCA is one of YMCA who park on the road, doesn't bother. It anticipate, you know, she anticipates it. Yeah, hold on. We found someone.
Wendy and Charlotte, what do you think?
I always went to the gym in the morning before work, and so the New Year's resolution people do annoy me at first because it's harder to get a shower and get to work. But then the best part is when you still see that people, that same person month on end, and you're proud of them for continuing going. So keep it up, do it, and don't care about it.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. So it's annoying when the newbies come in January, take up all the equipment, then bail.
Right.
She wants you to keep going.
Oh, well, let's be real, though.
How long do you think this will last, Ryan?
Can we be realistic?
Yeah.
Come on.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. I talked about how, you know, New Year's, wanted to join a gym, thought it'd be interesting, thought it'd be fun, but I also don't want to be lumped into the resolutioners, as I call it, the people that swarm the gyms the first of the year, because then all the regulars hate those people because they're hogging up the machines. And let me tell you, I'd be the worst. You know, I go see a guy, it's like a trainer-based gym called Functional Fit, and it's great because he tells you exactly what to do. But if I walked into a big gym, I'd see the equipment, and I'd have no idea what I'm doing. I'd have to read the instructions.
Take it twice the time to use each machine.
All this means, Roy, we heard from a lot of people who texted and called and said...
How inspiring it is to see people.
Yeah, and at some point, everyone is new. Nobody gets annoyed. It's not a thing. But we got Jamie on the phone. He's a 2-time national champion, and he goes to the gym 4 days a week.
Whoa.
So if anybody knows if the newbies that come in January are annoying, it's going to be Jamie.
Jamie?
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
They get on your nerves, national champion?
What's that?
Do they get on your nerves?
No.
They don't.
What gets on my nerves is not the newbies that want to better themselves. It's the ones that are on their phone trying to get their favorite song or text, and they're holding up the machine.
Ooh.
It takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to finish my workout. So if someone's trying to pick a song or trying to text or talk to their girlfriend.
Taking mirror selfies.
That's not cool.
Yeah, taking a workout selfie, showing that they're on the machine and they are indeed doing their New Year's resolution.
Yeah, right. Now, do a New Year's resolution and better yourself. That's a great thing. And if someone needs help with the machine, like Roy, if you were at the gym, I would help you out if I could.
Oh, dude. Thank you. That's very nice.
Jimmy, a 2-time national champion in what? Is it like deadlifting or are you
bodybuilding?
So you like you're like shredding and flex and stuff?
Only when I get ready for the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Send us a picture. Text us a picture.
Yeah, I will.
No, for real. Can we post it?
Sure.
Well, wouldn't it be funny? I go to a gym and I become like all in and I do become a bodybuilder. And a year from now, you're like, who are you?
Jamie, what goes into it? Like, if Roy was real serious about getting shredded and stuff, like, tell us about your daily diet and stuff.
I guess it's like 80% nutrition, right?
Yeah, 20%?
It's all diet.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
You know, I know, right?
I had wings and pretzels last night watching the Clemson LSU game.
you can't be doing
what
that.
Do you think about the keto thing?
No, I don't. I don't do any of that. It's all basic. Eat the basic foods from the earth.
You know,
vegetables, protein, carbs.
Okay.
Minimum amount. Don't overeat.
What'd you have for lunch today?
I'll have probably steak and some vegetables with a potato.
That doesn't sound too bad.
That sounds like dinner, though.
That sounds like a great lunch.
But do you guys eat like every 2 hours?
No, I mean you can. I don't. I eat to live. I don't live to eat. So you don't want to overeat. As long as I'm getting enough calories in, I can get that in with five meals. Now, when I'm getting ready for a show, I probably need to eat about seven meals.
Can I just say?
And I'll eat every 3 hours.
Dude, I so live to eat. Can I tell you how many times I plan restaurants the moment I wake up? I'm like, here's what I'm going to do for food here. Here's what I'm going to do for food here.
I wish we all had Jamie's discipline, you know, because he's probably a healthy cat.
That's the hardest part.
I know.
You know, I'll be up at 12 o'clock at night making my meals for the next day. I cook for what I eat the next day. I don't cook a week out.
Look at you.
I like my chef to be as fresh as I can. So every night, I cook my meals.
I think if somebody cooked for me, I could do it.
If you had a chef?
Yeah.
Well, my dad did the keto thing.
Thanks, Jamie.
He's lost almost like 100 pounds.
Good for him.
But he's eating like Slim Jims every second and anything meat. And I'm like, that can't be healthy.
Yeah, but it might have like no carbs.
I guess.
I don't know. Hey, lest anyone think the Manny, Roy, and Loren show not athletic and we don't do anything. I'll have you know, Loren's on her Peloton. She's got it. She got it a week ago and she's used it twice. So
I've used it way more than
that.
We
are workout fiends on this show. She had to have that $10,000 Peloton.
And it is just not that expensive.
What piece of clothing is currently on the Peloton?
You know what? I put it in the garage for the reason that I refuse to hang clothes on it.
Now listen, it's nice that you bought a $20,000 bicycle with
it's
a screen
nice.
On it.
All right, thanks everyone for chiming in. And buddy, let us know what you do. I think you should get out there and get your workout on.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
$1,000 could be yours with the KISS cash code. We do it five times a day, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. The KISS 95.1, $1,000 KISS cash code. And not only do you get $1,000 if we call you back, but you're automatically in the running for $10,000 just for signing up and texting in the code word. Don't text us here at the studio. We give you the number to text your next shot, 11 a.m. this morning, for $1,000. So we just heard from the Queen a little while ago, about 45 minutes ago. She called and she said, read her statement live on the air. As she does, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's a big fan of the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
They had a big family meeting. And sometimes we have family meetings here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, but I think the amount of family meetings we've had on the show are probably, you can count on one hand.
Yes. Yeah.
It's when there's a big issue, and usually there's tears involved. It's an emotional time. We've had family meetings when people have left the show before. We had family meetings when, you know, people are dealing with, people on the show are dealing with stresses.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, you know, the Queen called a giant family meeting, but I wonder if anyone else out there would share with us the time they had to call a family meeting at home and what it was about.
So nerve-wracking.
And, yeah, and, like, maybe it's nothing serious. Maybe the family meeting was, like, I've had enough of picking up after you kids. 9 o'clock this morning after breakfast. Clean up and meet at the table for a family meeting. We're making a chore chart. Whatever it is.
704-570-9595.
Why did you have to have a family meeting? Did anybody in here have, besides a Manny, Roy, and Loren family meeting, have a family meeting recently?
I mean, I guess like a year and a half ago when we were deciding if we should get an au pair or not, we had a like come to Jesus family meeting.
Just you and Dal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do this anymore, you know, worrying about cash and who he's going to be with when I go to work. And if I have to take him to work because, you know, we couldn't get somebody to come to the house at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Growing up, did you ever have a family meeting?
Yeah. When my dad got cancer, we had a family meeting.
Oh, that's sad. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Yeah.
You didn't know until the family meeting?
So we thought my dad had bronchitis for like 3 weeks and we had no idea that he had cancer. And then finally my mom, you know, sat my brother was really young at the time. He was like 12. And I was a little bit older, but I remember we knew he was sick, but we thought he had bronchitis until they sat us down and was like, no, it's cancer.
Kind of cancer, I forget.
Lung cancer.
So what, you just know they kept going to the doctor and doing stuff and then didn't?
Yeah, I was actually the person who called 911 for my dad the first time he went into the hospital because I thought he was having a heart attack. He couldn't breathe and he was holding his chest.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, for 3 weeks, we thought he had bronchitis. Mm. So
704-570-9595. If you'd like to share with us, we're just curious, based on the Queen holding her family meeting, when was the last time you held a family meeting and what was it about? Maybe it was something serious like Lorenz or maybe something a little more lighthearted.
We never had a family meeting for me. It was very direct. Whenever something needed to be told, they kind of hit you with it pretty instantly in my family.
Yeah.
There was no sit downs about it.
That's kind of how it was with us, too.
704-570-9595. What was your family meeting about?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. When did you call a family meeting? 704-570-9595.
The Queen called her family meeting, and she said that she's okay with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry splitting time between Canada and the UK. Lorenz said she had a family meeting, a little more serious. Your family meeting was about your dad.
Yeah, growing up, our parents sat us down and had to tell us that my dad had cancer.
843 had a little more lighthearted family meeting. We had a family meeting on cleaning. If we didn't clean, we'd lose our pets. family meeting when my parents divorced, 704 says. I was 7 at the time. I'm 29 now. And get this, my parents just remarried in 2019.
You mean each other?
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. I don't know, but my girlfriend Missy, her parents got married 3 times to each other.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day. I
would be so mad if I was the kid.
Like, can you two make up your mind?
You guys are putting me through emotional turmoil because you can't figure your life out.
I have a stepbrother and a real brother every 10 years.
All right, let's talk with Miranda in Charlotte.
Hey.
Hi, so when did you guys have a family meeting?
When my mom announced she was going on strike. and you all think it as a mom, but my mom actually did it. She just called a family meeting. One day, she, like, lost her mind when we wouldn't wake up in the morning to our alarms or something. And she was like, that's it. I'm going on strike. And we had a family meeting that night. She refused to drive any of us to school, grocery shop, do laundry, anything. She was just like, everything I've ever done for you as a mother, I'm done doing.
How long did this go on for?
Years.
Oh, really?
Wow, she stuck to it.
Oh, she stuck to it. Yeah, my sister had to start driving us to school. She had to find a carpool for one of my cousins who was living with us at the time. We all, like, had to beg people to take us to, like, go grocery shopping. We started just making all of our lunches, like, things that we should have been doing anyway. Honestly, it was probably the best thing for us. But
was your mom doing it to show you a lesson, or was she, like, dealing with some mental health issues?
Yeah, there was probably a little bit of both, actually.
Okay.
But definitely, we were not doing what we should have been doing. We weren't all pulling our weight. We were all, at that point, teenagers, and she was done. I mean, she was just on strike, and she sat us down and said so, and she meant it. And when Mary Thomas tells you something, you listen. Yeah.
I know a lot of moms who would love to do that.
Going strike.
Yeah.
Your moms work so hard, so tirelessly.
You don't get a break, man.
No, you don't. And like I said, it was probably the best thing for us, and especially in that age, because you're all about to go to college. She had 4 teenagers in the house. It's like, if you're going to teach this lesson at any time, it's right now.
Sure. So real quick, just Miranda, because this is about the family meeting. So she calls the family meeting, and you're all sitting at the table, and she says she's going on strike as a mom. Do you guys spit your milk out?
I don't know if we were drinking milk or not, but that's cute.
Yeah.
I just remember being like, well, how are we going to get to school?
Right.
We don't have school buses. We were going to Catholic school at the time, and she was like, not my problem. You'll have to figure it out.
And the kids are probably like, yeah, okay. And then they get up for school the next morning, and then, Mom, we got to get to school. And she's like, that's your problem.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Miranda.
I wonder what would happen if you really pushed it. Like, you didn't go to school. What would she do, you know? Like, well, you could just.
I was too scared to find out.
Yeah.
Especially after that.
Thanks, Miranda.
That was drastic. What would she do next?
That's savage. 704 said, my grandpa called the family meeting to tell us to be nicer to his second wife because the whole family hated her and it showed.
Legit.
Here's somebody that said, we had a family meeting last night, minus my middle son, to discuss the middle son's new girlfriend and why she makes us uncomfortable.
Oh.
I have questions.
We all have questions.
I want to call a family meeting with my family just to see if they show up.
Wake up now. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Wake up now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.